Hello, it's the 1st of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. After 205 years of trading, a Bedford institution, John Bull & Co., will finally be closing its doors. Emerging from humble beginnings, Kimbolton's John Bull created a small jewellery, silversmiths and timepiece company on a strong foundation that would stretch across two centuries. The business, on St Peter Street since 1964, originally set up shop at 49 High Street in 1817. Evidence of its High Street existence can still be found at its original location, where overhead a golden bull erected by John's Bull's son Richard in 1870 stands above a clock. Richard Bull would eventually become mayor of Bedford, and the current mayoral chain was donated by him. During World War I, in order to assist the war effort, the workshop turned its attention to producing time fuses. The Bull family sold the company to Keith Purrier in 2012, who stated, "The business has reached its natural conclusion, and I'm keen to retire and spend more time with my family. When I shut the shop for the final time, it will be a sad day." As part of its levelling up strategy, the government will be relocating its money and pension service from London to Bedford's Borough Hall building in early 2024. Bedford Mayor Dave Hodgson praised the move and the jobs it will provide to the area. Bedford Borough Council operators of the Bedford Corn Exchange have cancelled a show headlined by Katie Hopkins. Hopkins, formerly a columnist for The Sun, lost a job over controversial comments related to Islam and the LGBT communities. Following a circulating petition which quickly received 50 signatures, the event was cancelled. A council spokesperson stated, "We are proud to have a diverse community in Bedford Borough and want to support people to help one another to thrive. We do not feel the show in question supports this objective." Luton will host a free fireworks display at Pope's Meadow for this Saturday's Bonfire Night celebrations. Entertainment will begin at 7, culminating with fireworks at 7:30. That's it for today. I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.